The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett back with you live from the Omni Amelia Island Plantation. We're at the golf course. We're outside on the deck right off of the ninth green. Wow, got a chance to play it yesterday, everybody. This golf course is truly, truly spectacular. You got to play it. It's a Pete Dye course, so you have to play this course toward the trouble to have your ball land in the right spot so you'll have a shot in at the green. But all kidding aside, the golf course, it was kind to me yesterday. The wind kind of laid down, so I had a great round and ran into a friend from Nashville, of all places. Didn't even know he was here, so he ended up playing 18 with me yesterday afternoon. Went to Bob's Steakhouse, which is part of the Omni Resort experience, and had dinner again. It was great, so we're having a good time. It's Players' Championship week, and there's a lot going on at the Players' Championship. Just one quick thing I'd like to talk about is the Albatross yesterday from Harris English on number 11, the par 5, 539-yard hole. It was only the fifth Albatross in tournament history, the second at number 11, and the third in the last 3 years. What you had is Harris had a driver, 3-iron from 236 yards in an Albatross. Koepka in 2018 on number 16 had driver, 6-iron from 208. Rafa Cabrera-Bello in 2017 had a driver 8-iron on number 16, 182 yards. Albatross is a pretty special thing. Never had one of those, probably never will, but that's okay. Well, let's get to it. You know, this Omni Resort, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, is spectacular. They are our host this week for the Players' Championship, and their staff, everybody here's been fabulous to us, and we're going to talk to somebody now that's pretty cool dude. The guy's a master naturalist. He's on property here, and his name is Levi Welling. Hey, buddy, what's up?
How's it going?
Good, man. Uh-oh, let me get you turned up. There you go.
How's it going?
It's going good. Tell me about master naturalist. How did you get into it? It's obviously a passion of yours, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Growing up in Kansas, I moved down here for an internship to finish my degree in recreation, and my dad's a biology teacher, so the nature aspect is, you know, always been a part of my life. So you come down here, and then from Kansas to Florida, it's a lot different, looks a lot different. The nature center that I currently manage now has a lot of our guides there are Florida Master Naturalists, so that's how I came upon that. Wanted to expand my, you know, education of the flora and fauna around here, birds, animals, plants, all that kind of fun stuff that we see on our daily tours, and kind of just took the class that way. So it's scheduled in 3 modules, and you take those modules and you graduate at the end and become a Florida Master Naturalist.
Unbelievable. That's so interesting, because my good friend Steve Elkington, who is 2-time Players' Championship winner, 91 and 97, that's his passion. He absolutely loves it, and he can walk around, as I told you before the show, he can walk around here and tell me what every plant is, what every leaf is, animals, he's birds, he's that same kind of guy. So how did you get with Omni? How did that all evolve?
I have a degree in recreation, so for those recreation degrees, you have to do an internship, and that's kind of how I got in this area. Parents had came here in the early 2000s, like, you know, before Omni was here, and my mom's like, you definitely need to go there. So applied, you know, got the job at that point, and that's kind of how I got started here at the property.
Well, that's a big job. I mean, recreation here, you have a lot of staff.
We sure do. During peak times, it's around 100 staff, so there's quite a few of us running around. We call ourselves the blue shirts because all of us wear blue polos. So you'll see us on the pool deck, on the beach. We have 7 miles of biking trails around property. We do kayaking, paddle boarding, Segway tours, nature Segway tours. We do birding. We do
nature Segway tours.
Nature Segway tours.
I hurt myself on a Segway, but there were adult beverages involved, so we won't go there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's cool.
We do a little fishing for crabs. We have exceptional largemouth bass fishing here on property too as well. Really good, you know, introductory classes to get everybody excited about nature. I have a definite passion to be outdoors, and I like to pass that along. So that's pretty much what all of our tours are about, is trying to get everybody excited about being out in nature.
So that's part of the Omni experience and the Omni Amelia Island Plantation experience when you come here. for a lot of our listeners, I mean, you bring your family. So there's something for the family to do together as well as away if dad's playing golf.
Yeah, everything we offer is family friendly, all education based. Want to, you know, we have a little slice of heaven here on Amelia Island with the Barrier Island ecosystem. You know, the beach, the maritime forest, and the tidal salt marsh. So, we like to share that and you know highlight our special areas. And I think even the golf courses highlight that too as well. You know, we have guests that come in that may be particularly birders. The golf course is an exceptional spot for that. We have a lot of migratory species that come through this area. So.
Like, name some.
Right behind us, there's bluebirds flying and going on the grass right behind us there. Painted buntings are always definitely a big bird for us that come through post-spring break. So here in the next 2 weeks, we should have some. You know, large wading birds from great egrets to great blue herons, bald eagles, osprey, red-shouldered hawks, red-tailed hawks. The list can go on and on.
So there's about everything here.
It's a
balance. It's an ecosystem. It's the marsh is. Well, let me ask you this. I'm getting ahead of myself. Golf balls into the marsh. Hey, they took golf balls off of cruise ships because they didn't want them going into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no issue with golf balls in the marsh. No harm. No foul.
I like to say our nature center staff takes care of those on the marsh side because we kayak right in that area near that
okay.
area. So if we see them, we'll pick them up at that.
You clean them
too.
Out.
Yeah,
sure.
We try to clean them out. I got a lot of those at the nature center right now.
a lot of golf ball. Levi, real funny. By the way, we're talking with Levi Welling. He's a master naturalist, and he's here at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation. I'm overwhelmed. It's been 25 plus years since I've been here at Amelia Island. I'm really overwhelmed with how beautiful it is, how peaceful it is. It's stayed the same all this time. It's just you can hear in the background right now. I mean, the birds, the quiet, the peacefulness of this place. Unlike Ponte Vedra, that's exploded with growth, and a lot of times with growth, you know, the environment takes it on the chops a lot. But you guys have managed the growth here very, very well.
When the property was started back in the mid-70s, that In Harmony Nature mantra was kind of adopted here. And then Omni coming in 2010 has really, taken that piece wholeheartedly, too, as well. So the Nature Center were able to do a lot of good things, and I think the property sticks with that very, very well. Like, everything we do, that nature is in the forefront of what we're doing. You know, you see a lot more native plants coming around rather than ornamentals, which are good. That brings native species here. That helps keep things clean. And just the ecosystem as a whole is really healthy here, too, as well. You don't see, you know, even being out in the waterways, our waterway out here is immaculate. You know, have oysters out there. The grass is really good. It's in certain areas and keeps everything clean. So
yeah. It was beautiful yesterday on the golf course. I mean, I was taken back by just the sights and sounds on the golf course, and it's like a nature walk to play golf at this place.
On some of the golf courses, we even have a bluebird trail. So there's bluebird houses that are, you know, sprinkled in certain areas. And bluebirds are a big thing here, too. You see a lot of those, and you'll see raccoons, you'll see snakes, you'll see turtles.
Snakes are not my favorite.
Yeah.
But
Most people's not favorite, but they're good. We like to have those around.
They're good for things. Something without shoulders scares me. So I get a little nervous about that. Levi Welling is a master naturalist here at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. What's up next for you? What's going on this week? I know the Players' Championship's going on down the road. There are a lot of people in from Omni Corporate, mm-hmm. I think, here this week. What you got going, like, for the kids or for the families this afternoon and tomorrow and the weekend?
We've got, our spring break is, in full bloom right now, so we have our full program schedule out. You know, kayaking in the morning, Segway at, noon, and then discovery tours is what we call our afternoon tours, where you learn about shark teeth or sharks and sea turtles. And you learn about sea turtles because sea turtles are a huge part of Amelia Island. They are, probably our most famous residents here are the sea turtles. And then you have a marine mammal discovery. Then we do fishing too on property, which is pretty popular and pretty lucrative for most people. So
let's go back to the sea turtles. That's very interesting to me. Tell me about the mating season of sea turtles, what you have to do, the lighting, Let's just explain to our listeners
a
little bit
about
that.
So our sea turtle nesting season is April through October. So they're going to lay those nests up on our beaches. We're very thankful to have Amelia Island Sea Turtle Watch on the island here. They take care of most of the monitoring on the beach. So when mama comes up to lay the nest, they will see that crawl, and where they lay the nest, they'll mark that. We just need to, and we're very good about keeping away from those nests once they're laid and hatched, or they're going to hatch like 60 to 90 days later, something like that. So in that area, we just try to stay away from those. The hotel will put up red lights starting here in the next month or so. We'll start having the red lights because sea turtles don't really see that red light very well. So that keeps them from coming up towards the us and rather going to the beach when they hatch, like into the water.
Okay, so it's for...
It's for their protection.
Yeah, for their protection.
Mm-hmm. All wildlife. It's pretty good for all wildlife, so... Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, what a great job you have. I mean, you're outside, you're in heaven on earth, basically, here at Amelia Island. It's mighty, mighty special, and everything's so balanced here that Omni's done a great job, in my opinion, of their resorts taking, it's not cookie cutter. It blends into the environment. It blends into the community. It blends in to the families that are here. So you get a piece when you come to Omni Resorts, Amelia especially, of flavor of the area, of North Florida. It's almost like stepping back in time. I mean, I know Fernandina Beach has a massive history. Mm-hmm. A lot of pirates were around here, and I think a German submarine was here at one time during World War II.
Yeah, that's too. A big shrimping industry. You know,
huge shrimping,
started here. So we like to say that a lot. The local flavor is full effect here on property. You know, you're walking around with 200, 300-year-old trees that are around, and you never know what you're going to see. The diversity from what you'll see on the beach to what you can see out in the tidal salt marshes, you know, you can see a lot of different things. And you really do take a step back in time. You know, the hotel has its own hustle and bustle, but it still has that low country feel that
it does.
It's a little bit slower.
Now, you're not supposed to pull the Spanish moss is everywhere. Don't pull the Spanish moss down from the trees, right?
It has what we call a commensalism relationship with the tree. So it doesn't hurt the tree, but it benefits from that, from being on the tree, obviously. So it's littered throughout here. As marine and salty as the air is here now, you'll notice that most of that Spanish moss grows under the trees because it's kind of protected from those live oaks, too, as well. So.
Sure. I was telling a story yesterday, Levi. A friend of mine's wife stole a bunch of Spanish moss out of some trees somewhere close to this area, and she took it home, but she loaded it all up in her trunk, just pulled it out and threw it in the trunk of the car. Surprise! They're critters in that stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that didn't turn out very well.
It was not a pretty sight for a new car, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But you're not supposed to. It's like sea oats on the ocean. You do not cut those. It's illegal, and you shouldn't take the Spanish moss down. Buddy, I'm fascinated by what you do. I really am, because I love the outdoors. Again, the only thing I really don't particularly care for, well, two things, gators and snakes.
Gotcha.
They're both here, and you have to be careful and watch what you're doing and watch. I would leave this or ask you to leave this. Don't walk your little puppy dogs close to the edge of water.
Yeah, you can always admire those ecosystems from a little further away. You know?
Yeah.
Give yourself some area and make sure you're, you know, not on your cell phone paying attention to where you're walking, that type of thing, especially any wildlife. You know, we may have some squirrels or a raccoon that comes up near you. You just need to give them their space and make sure that, you know, you're enjoying the rest of it.
Okay, so I'm coming... My family is going to vacation at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. And I want to set up something like you're talking about, one of the nature walks or the Bluebird Trail or whatever. How do I do it?
You're going to you're going to come in and have your check-in experience there. The concierge at the front desk in that area can help you get signed up. Or you can come down and visit us in the Nature Center. So we have... about 20 native animals that are in there. We have Blue and Gold Macaw. He's not native, but he's definitely the rock star of the property, too. His name's Buddy.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, Buddy, okay.
Yeah, Buddy is his name.
Buddy's talkative, I'm sure.
You can come down and say hi to him, and we can get you any questions you have about the tours. We'll get those booked for you right there. Then we'll send you on your way down to Amuse Wheels to get, you know, a golf cart to explore property, too, as well, or get signed up for a Segway tour in that location or a bike rental because, like I said, there's 7 miles of property here that you can explore under the Maritime Forest Live Oak Canopy. So that's the first experience. We like to get the check-in experience and then come down and see us at the Nature Center.
But as you can tell, there's a little wind coming up out here and some leaves are blowing by us. But, Buddy, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come join us on Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. And this trip is crazy busy for us because of the tournament. But I want to come back and do some things with you. I want to steal you away for an afternoon or an hour or two and just have you show me around and take me around this place because it's fabulous and fascinating. And And again, I just I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks. Let me know when you come back.
I will. Absolutely. Levi Welling, who's a master naturalist here at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about food and beverage. My favorite, two of my favorite things. So we're all over the place today. Thanks, everybody. Don't go anywhere. There's the music. That music indicates that there should be a blender handy for margaritas. And there isn't. It's a little early in the morning here on Amelia Island at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. And as I said in the first break, or outside of the first break, or at the end of the first segment, or whatever I'm trying to say, we're going to talk a little food and beverage. I just found out something about Davin Wardinski. He's the director of food and beverage for this resort, but he used to be the executive chef. So the man knows a little bit about what he's talking about. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Every Omni we go to, I always make it a point to get the food and beverage director on, because they have a great insight into the demographic that you have here. What the people like, what the people want. Why are they here at Amelia Island? Why are they, you know, what restaurants do they dine in? And you guys have a resort full of great places to eat. I dined yesterday out by the pool with my wife.
Very nice.
It was very, very nice, and the service was great. The food was fabulous, by the way.
Great.
So, yeah. So, what brought you to Omni? How did you get here?
Well, I have been with the Omni brand for 15 years. So, I spent the first 14 and a half with multiple properties throughout. We had a couple of properties in Chicago.
Okay.
And then they asked me to come down here, and as I came down here, I realized very quickly that the lush landscape and the air and the breeze that we have right now, you know, this all makes sense. And we grew up in Michigan, so I'm a farm boy from Michigan through and through. And
Are you a Michigan fan?
Wolverine.
Okay, yep. I'm an Ole Miss boy. We played them one time in the Gator Bowl right here in Jacksonville, Florida, and they absolutely stomped us.
That's right.
So it's tough stuff. Omni Tucson, you guys, all the food and beverage directors, I guess y'all talk amongst yourselves.
For sure, yep.
So what specialties, I know Tucson was doing some special drinks and special meals for the Coligard Classic. I was just out there with that staff. What, anything special going on, any special summer treats you've come up with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are very fortunate here at the resort. We have 10 completely different dining opportunities. So where we're sitting here, Marsh View is on the marsh side of the island. We're on 1,350 acres. So we have 10 restaurants that are plotted throughout to strategically get you wherever you are to sit down and have a taste of what Amelia Island is. And whether it be down at the pool, like you mentioned yesterday, we're starting our summer of passion fruit. So we have multiple cocktails down there that are geared around passion fruit cocktails. We also...
So have, health with a kick.
Yeah, right. It's a little tart. But, it can mask most anything. So much like you started with, a little margarita, we do have a passion fruit margarita down there that has that, instead of that lime infusion, a little more passion fruit driven. But we really try to focus in on each one of these restaurants having its own unique identity.
So tell me a little bit about the names of some of the restaurants. And like, I think there's a Falcon's.
Yeah, Falcon's Nest.
Falcon's Nest. Yep. Okay, passed that last night. Saw that.
So even with Falcon's Nest, that is our aviation-themed sports bar. So you're going to go in there and have an incredible burger. You know, at the end of the day, we recognize that people want that approachable food in most every outlet that they go to. So, but we still need to make it unique and identifiable and different and something that's going to drive some quality. And there we choose to grind our own hamburgers. We also choose to cut our own fries. And at the end of the day, it's a burger, but I would challenge you that it's probably one of the best burgers that you're going to have.
Okay, I'll take that challenge.
Just from the the grind and the what we choose to put in it. If you were to go to Oceanside, that is our... We coin it a little bit as approachable and friendly as the beach. Just casual, come up, enjoy your food, whether it's cold roasted oysters or having a filet mignon, or if you just want a chicken salad wrap, that's down there as well. Veranda is our seafood restaurant, so Southern-inspired seafood there. But again, what are we going to do to make that unique and identifiable different? We work with our local fishermen where we can actually tell you where, what port the fish came from. We can tell you what boat it came off of or what captain got it. And we can also tell you how they caught it. Was it hook and line? Was it long line? Was it gill net? What was it? That's what we want to understand. And at this day and age, our guests are that savvy where they want the story. It's no longer good enough to just sit down and eat food. They want to know the story behind it.
It's an experience. It's a dining experience. And I've always said that. I don't like to eat. I like to dine. And I just, you know, I want it to be a pleasant, quiet, and peaceful, or festive, in some cases, experience, but not just to eat the food. That is so interesting. And, of course, we're here at Fernandina Beach. It's just right here. Mayport is just right down the road, which is a huge naval base for our government.
Not only is it a naval base, but it is, this area is the birthplace of commercial shrimping.
It is, so absolutely.
We choose to, you'd be surprised how many restaurants or other venues on the island choose not to use what is right in our waters out front.
That's criminal.
Absolutely agree. But the shrimp from here are
awesome.
Absolutely amazing. Yep. They're not huge. They're not monstrous. But they are packed with flavor, and we'll put those into a cocktail or breaded shrimp or whatever you feel necessary. But we like to feature those every way we possibly can.
Well, yeah, Omni, and I'm going to back up a little bit because I've been to so many Omnis, and of course they're a sponsor of Golf Talk America, which we appreciate. You guys, again, are hosting us this week here, which thank you so much for
this.
This is great. It's a family. Most people who are with Omni don't come to Omni and leave. And if they do leave, they come back. I've seen that again and again from my good friend Jeff White out in Tucson.
You know, we do get that boomerang effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Omni is they're good to their people. And it shows in the service that you get and the smiles that you get when you walk in the door, and the concierge experience and the check-in experience even at this resort is pleasant. Usually when I'm checking in, I'm like, here we go again, you know, craziness. No, absolutely not.
It also helps when you turn your head to the left and you see the ocean out there too.
Yeah, y'all had that set up pretty well. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Designed well.
And ran in, grabbed a cocktail right there at that beautiful bar in the
yep.
In the reception area.
That one's called Sea Glass. That's one of our
Sea Glass.
And there we like to feature it. It is the lobby lounge. It's a restaurant, but it serves a lot of beverage. Does about 80% beverage out of there, as opposed to 20% food. And the food that we serve in there is going to be small bites, things that you'd want to sit and snack on while you're having a cocktail, whether it be pre or post-dinner. But it's, again, we're driving cocktails in there that are of the area, whether it's a sake cocktail or a batched and barreled. We do have that opportunity here.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I love it here. So let me ask you this personally about your life. How did you get into the culinary field?
Oh, man. That's a good question. So for me, the most influential person in my life was my grandmother.
Okay.
And she passed away in 86, so quite a long time ago. But before she did pass away, she made one mention of the family, keep my kitchen alive. And at that point, you know, you don't realize it, but innately something kicked up and I began to grow an interest in what she had and what she did. That's kind of the backstory, but then the real story behind it is us chasing a girl.
And okay, here we go.
She was going to Northern Michigan University to study nursing, and I was actually in school to be a veterinarian, and they didn't have veterinary school up there. So I said, what am I going to be able to, you know? I'll go into culinary arts. They accept everybody. So
how cool is that, though?
It turned out well. She's now my wife. We have two little girls that are 13 and 9, and I couldn't think of anything different that I'd want to do with my life.
What a great place to raise children.
Absolutely.
And this place is, you know, the school systems here are good. It's the crime is non-existent here, basically. Much unlike, Nashville, where I'm from. I mean, Nashville used to be a quaint little country town, and it's turned into Nash Vegas. And living here as long as I did down in Pontevedra in the 80s and early 90s, everything's changed. Pontevedra's totally changed. Jacksonville's totally changed. Amelia Island just hasn't changed.
Timeless.
It is timeless. And it's like you say, you'll never run out of a good place to go dine whatsoever.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate here. And I think that what we really want to focus in on is having whatever venue that you're in speaks to the culinary and the food and beverage behind it. We are fortunate enough to also have one place here called the Sprouting Project, and that was something that was a little brainchild of mine, and it's right here in the center of the island, so not on the beach side, not on the marsh side, but tucked right in the middle. It used to be an old greenhouse that was used to grow flowers for the flower shop that was on plantation. But back in the early 2000s, when the plantation did go through a bankruptcy and Omni was fortunate enough to pull that out, it went defunct and wasn't used. So at that point as chef, I decided that I was going to turn this into my garden. And now we have two aquaponic greenhouses.
Wow.
We have 24 colonies of bees. We have two dozen chickens. All of this is speaking to the passion we have in food and beverage to deliver something that is just truly unique and you're not going to find anywhere else.
No, you're absolutely right. This it's been an experience. All the food that we've had here so far has been absolutely incredible.
Fantastic.
And we'll continue to sample the different restaurants because I love to dine. I eat a lot, but I love to dine, so to speak. But man, it's special to meet all you guys at this Omni and see the similarities between the food and beverage director and his attitude toward his position in Tucson, or at CNN Center, or in Asheville, North Carolina. All you guys have a common thread, and the common thread is the experience for your guest.
That is number one.
It shows all the way down to the guy that's raking leaves, literally. And I don't mean to belittle someone who rakes leaves. It's a good job. It's a necessary job. But it's all the way down, and I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to come over here and join us at the golf club
and
talk a little food. And one quick question, I don't know the answer to this. I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you thought about, or are you going to be doing any like culinary experiences, like cooking classes or whatever for groups here?
Yeah, we do. We offer quite a few different opportunities, and whether it be in a banquet and catering event where we do what we call Sprouting Project experiences, where everyone will gather around and we have the opportunity to, this sounds very mundane, but we show guests how to make salad dressings. And
no, that's not mundane at all. That's neat.
But it's not, we'll show you how to make ranch, but not from Hidden Valley. And we show you yeah. how to make a tomato vinaigrette that is engaging, where you're making the tomato vinaigrette. And then we say, now go pick whatever herb you see around you and put that in there and see how that tastes. And then they share in that experience and they're engaging in what that is. So everything from that to we do also Sprouting Project dinners where we picture one theme ingredient, whether it be peaches in July, where we're going to show guests what a peach can be. And it's not just peaches and cream. We do one dish based around the peach pit, one around the skin, one around the flesh, one around the wood, one around the oil. So as they finish and they get done with the dinner, they go, peaches are more than what I thought they were. And it's just a completely al fresco. Everyone's sitting outside around underneath these beautiful trees.
That's gorgeous.
So I think we do a great job of emphasizing what Mother Nature and God's already given us here.
Well, God's given you a lot, and I said that on the show yesterday. He even gave me the sunrise into my room yesterday morning.
Oh,
that was
man.
Absolutely incredible. But people don't realize on this island, you get the sunrise and the sunset across
and the
sunset. Marsh, which was just, I was on the golf course when the sun was setting. Of course, slow play, I guess. But it was just incredible. I mean, what a great experience. I mean, it's the best. Davin, thank you for joining us
so much.
And don't be a stranger. If you come up with something that you want to talk about, reach out, and we'll throw you on the show via phone sometime.
Thank you.
Love to talk food and beverage all the time. You're listening to Golf Talk America live from the Amelia Island Plantation, the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. There you go. That was a lot to say. We're going to be back with some highlights from some other shows. Don't go anywhere, everybody. There it is. Get the blender. Let's get the margaritas going. I mean, isn't it time for a margarita?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. And that's the voice of Mike Block. He's the director of golf here at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. That's a lot to say, but I'm trying to do it right. Just ask your friends out in Tucson how many times I butchered the Omni Tucson National Resort. I'd turn it around backwards, Omni National Tucson. And they finally just said, okay, we give up on Frank. He's an Ole Miss boy.
Hey, that's all right.
Hey, I played your course. Thank you for getting me out there yesterday. And I got to play it, you know, late in the day.
Mm-hmm. And with the wind.
There was some wind. There's no doubt about it. But I played really well on
the
course.
That is awesome.
I had a great time. And the sunset came up.
Beautiful.
And it was absolutely awesome. Of course, I ran into a guy on the course yesterday that I ended up having to play with, you know, because he had an Ole Miss shirt on.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, he's sitting right over there.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it was a tiny world. And my wife knows him because they're in the legal profession together. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So it's a tiny world, and we had a blast. His wife came out and joined us
awesome.
For the back nine.
Very nice.
And it was, man, the golf course is great.
Thank you.
I had the greens, I couldn't make a birdie putt. Just couldn't. I couldn't get the ball to the hole, and it was all between the ears. You know, I just couldn't make. We have bent grass greens at my home club, and they're quick.
Right.
And but I should be smart enough to know, you know, give it a little more juice, but I never did it the whole round.
You know, after 7 years, I'm still trying to figure that out.
It's tough.
It is. It's the number one defense of our golf course, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think you're right. Also, I talked to some of your staff today, Mike, and they told me that I'm probably very lucky that I didn't play with you and get into a money game with you, because you did play professionally for a while, did you not?
Yep, semi. You know, the mini tour stuff. Never made it to the big leagues, but I got a little bit of game.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Hit a little bit.
I heard you got a lot of game.
Being nice.
Tell me about that tee box on 18.
Well,
the gold tee box.
Yes, you can kind of see its back a bit.
It's in Duval County, right?
It is, back there in that marsh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I wish I'd gone back there to look at it. We didn't because it was getting late. We were trying to pick it up so we wouldn't keep your cart staff here too late.
We kind of did a little renovation on it where we kind of redid the grass. So for a while, the golds were moved up to where the blues were, and I got to tell you, I enjoyed it a little more. I could get to it and two a little easier. Back there, it's a poke into the wind. There's this. It's
impossible.
That green in two is impossible. Yeah. Unless maybe you're Dustin Johnson or something like that. But
I think he'd have a problem with that from back there.
Well, because then you got to carry the marsh.
I know
on your second shot, and it's not easy. You know, it plays long. So yeah, it's a good hole. It's a good finishing hole.
I had a 7 or 8. I can't remember into the green. I was playing it just as a, you know, three shots, and I left it a foot short, and it caught that front bunker. I'm like, oh, and the bunker was wet.
Yeah.
So I double dipped it. I mean, I was like, no, not on the last hole.
Right.
But it was fun, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, no.
For letting us
go out.
It is
our pleasure. We got to get you out there again.
I'm ready now. Let's go. But I saw your boy out here moving the pins, and that's a little diabolical on the front of number 9 there. You've got it right down front where it's going to take the false front, throw it back at you.
That is the hardest pin location on number 9, right there.
Yep.
That's, right there.
I guess, who set that up? Was that your doing?
It had nothing to do with me. No, I would be putting in the middle of the green.
Good man. I'm always about middle of the green. So coming back to Omni and this gorgeous golf course, what was your day like yesterday? You got a lot of folks in town, a lot of rounds. I think you got 200 people playing today.
We do. We're going over 200 today. Great day. Yesterday was fantastic. I think we did finish at about 150 golfers. I mean, you saw it. It was just nonstop.
It was. But it flowed.
It did.
It really wasn't bad.
It did.
We didn't have to wait hardly any.
The GPSs on the golf carts make that so great because, one, they're telling the golfers where you're at in your pace, and we're able to monitor it from the clubhouse and let people know if they need to pick it up or, you know, so on and so forth. But, it moved around great. Today's moving great. There's no red on the GPS, so we're happy.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. We have to do a couple of functions this evening, so I might not be able to play again today, but I want to, and I think the rain's coming in tomorrow.
That's what they're saying. But
it never rains on the island.
That's right. We talked about
that. You said that yesterday.
Yes.
It never rains on the island.
75 and sunny. That's it.
So if you had a tip, one tip to give a recreational golfer that is like, let's say, a 15 handicap.
Right.
So, and they're a little bit of a slicer.
Okay.
What would you tell them?
Well, if we're just talking about like a swing tip, typically the number one thing that I see working with the amateur golfer is their takeaway. the golf swing starts there. I mean, once you have, if you've got a decent grip already and you stand at the ball good, right, we're kind of assuming that you have those fundamentals down. In swing, the way they take the club back, most people tend to suck the club inside. And
I'm pointing to myself.
I was doing that yesterday on the range. Yeah.
And I didn't do that out on the course. I stopped it.
I gave two lessons yesterday, and that was the thing we worked on because both of them, you know, the club sucked inside. And then so golf's a game of opposites. You take it inside on the backswing. The first thing that wants to happen on the downswing is coming over the top. And I always tell people because they go, well, I slice it, but then every now and then I pull it. Well, it's depending what your club face is doing. So it's really the same swing motions. Sometimes they leave the face open. Sometimes they shut it. Equals two different shots, but that's the number one thing. If you can just learn to get that takeaway, taking it straight back, getting that toe up position, it's just going to help your game tremendously. And because it's all about, let's get rid of angles, right? You know, the more angles you create in your golf swing, the more you're going to have to compensate. Golf's a hard enough game. Let's try to keep it simple. That's what I always try to preach. Let's keep it simple.
Well, I saw you on the range working with some people yesterday. And So you do a lot of instruction here?
We do. And that is what I enjoy. You know, that's what I love about my job is every day is different. You get to run the golfers, but then you get out on the driving range and you get to be outside with the golfers. I mean, that's just fantastic. And the views.
Yeah, the views are incredible here. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for having us here this week.
Like I said, we're going to make you a permanent home right here.
Man, I'm all in on that. Yes. You have no idea how serious I am about that.
Let's go.
We're looking. I just think this should be home base for Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio.
I am all for it. I sign off.
Oh, done. It's done. We're going to move in.
You can come play golf every afternoon.
There's no way that you could keep me from that.
Yes.
I would do it every day.
We would love it.
Sunset it in.
Yep, absolutely.
Late dinner, get up in the morning, do the show, hit the golf course.
What a perfect life.
That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
I'm a little jealous.
That's a great idea. You don't get to play as much, though, as the head professional.
You don't. You know,
or the director, I should say, of golf.
Everybody kind of thinks, you say golf professional, then you just go out and play golf. I wish. That's a tour professional.
Yeah, there's a lot more to managing an operation like you have here.
A little bit,
But again, your staff in the pro shop and the staff out on the course, they're all great. Everybody's so friendly, so nice, so helpful. I feel sorry for the poor cart guy. It was dark when we were trying to get out of here. I mean, and he was, was his name George or something like that?
Last night we had Dan closing.
Dan, okay. Yep. Dan was nice. I was helping him clean out a couple of carts because I felt bad.
We were running
so late.
Dan enjoys it.
But anyway, it's a fun week. It's not over yet. This will be the last show that we do this year from the Omni Amelia Island Plantation. But we're going to come back and do some more shows.
Absolutely.
We're absolutely going to have to. Buddy, I appreciate everything you do for us.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
You've been great. And probably need to get on the range with you sometime soon.
Let's do it.
And do a little work.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks to everybody at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort for hosting us this week. Going to have a great dinner tonight on campus. Maybe take in a little of the Players' Championship. You've been listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and we will see you soon, maybe at the turn.